Hi, this is Shane Doc. How can I help you?
Hi, my name is Jessica Platt, and I'm a vocational rehabilitation counselor for the state of Missouri. One of my clients told me that he is caring for his wife, and we talked a little bit about how there's a program where he could get paid for that.
Right.
I see on the website that he has to receive Medicare or Medicaid, sorry,
Medicaid.
Medicaid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is he on Medicaid?
I believe he is,
Okay.
but
You have
he's he,
information, any of his information? I could try to pull up the information to see if he's on Medicaid.
his name is Alexander, and his last name is ARANGUA.
Okay, just give me a minute. Would you have the date of birth as well?
I can get it. Just give me one second. His date of birth is August 31st, 1962.
Just to make sure, you said Alexander, Alexander.
AR as in Ryan, A. N as in no, G as in go, U as in under, A as in apple.
Okay, it's the last name. And the first name is Alexander, Alexander.
ANDER.
Yeah, okay. Okay, I was actually able to pull it up. Looks like he is on Medicaid and it's active.
Okay.
It is showing a pin down though, so he would have to take care of that. But yeah, he has active Medicaid.
Okay,
Just make sure, do
so
you
what
have his current address? Just make sure that it's the right one.
Yeah, let me pull the page up again. Yes, I have his address is 9848
Gloucester
GL.
Drive. Yeah, okay, I got that one in St. Louis. Okay, great. Yeah, so we can help him with applying for the services and sign up a family member to be the caregiver.
And how would that happen?
Just to make sure, where are you calling from?
I work for Missouri Vocational Rehabilitation for the state of Missouri. I work in the St. Louis North office.
It's a rehab center?
Rehab, yeah.
Okay.
I
Oh,
work.
okay. So he's
Yeah.
currently in the rehab?
He's currently enrolled in vocational rehabilitation.
Okay. But is he home in at that address?
No, he just left our office.
Oh,
And
so he's
I was just calling because I told him I was going to look into this
Oh, okay,
program
sure.
because the website didn't have anything but a phone number, so I needed
Okay.
to
Yeah,
call
okay.
you
Just wanted to
guys.
make sure. Okay. Great. So yeah, we can definitely help him. The next step would be I would need him on the line so we can call the state to do the assessment. Is it
Yeah, so
possible
I
to
can
get
give
him on the line or?
maybe I can try giving him a call.
Mm-hmm.
Give me a second. Hello, are you still there?
Yes.
Yeah, he didn't answer.
Oh, okay. So if you could reach him, you can I'll give you my direct number so you could call me and then I'll be able to assist him once he calls me.
Perfect. What's your phone number?
Yeah. So my direct number is 314-501.
3-1-4-5-0-1.
2521.
3.
No, 2521.
2521. Okay.
Yeah.
And what's
and
your name
can
again?
I get, my name is Shindel. S-H-A-I-N-D-E-L.
Okay.
Let me just make sure I got the other information. Can I have his phone number?
His phone number again is 704-441-6848.
And do you know if he ever received the services before, this kind of service?
If he received the services?
If it was, like, if he ever was receiving the home care before and he, this kind of
service. No, he had no idea about it.
Yeah, okay, no problem. And also, do you know who the caregiver would be?
He would be caring for his wife.
What do you mean caring for his wife? Alexander is the one receiving the care, right? He needs the caregiver.
No, Alexander is the one who would be giving the care to his wife.
Oh, okay. Oh, well, I was pulling up Alexander's information. I would need the patient's information.
Gotcha, okay.
Yeah.
And I do not have his, I don't have his wife's name. Oh, wait, yes, I do. Okay, her name is Cecilia.
And do you have her date of birth?
That I do not have, I don't believe. No,
okay.
I do not have
so
it.
There is, okay, so if they're legally married, a spouse cannot be the caregiver. It could be any other family member, but not a spouse.
Okay, I will find that out as well.
Yeah.
Okay.
But so you don't have any other information besides her name?
I have her phone number.
No, I would need either social or date of birth.
Nope, don't have that.
Do you know if she's on Medicaid?
That I do not know either.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I see. So I guess he could call me, or if you have additional information, so we'd be able to assist.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
Okay, sure. Thanks for reaching out.
Yep.